On Mondays, we focus on technology. Changes in technology and consumer habits are shaking up the home video market. That's fueling a tug of war over the nation's second largest video chain. Rivals Blockbuster and Movie Gallery are both trying to buy the Hollywood video chain, even as more consumers opt to get their movies elsewhere. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Many people will be stopping by their local Blockbuster this morning to drop off copies of the SpongeBob SquarePants movie they rented over the weekend.
Kurt Perkins here, coming to you live from in front of the Krusty Krab restaurant. For years, the only place to get a delicious and mouth-watering Krabby Patty, until today, that is.
Video stores like Blockbuster are losing their monopoly on home movies. These days, you can rent by mail through a service like Netflix, or just buy a copy at Walmart, Target, or even the supermarket. The growing number of options has been cutting in the Blockbuster's rental business. The chain's U.S. president, Nick Shepard, says the trouble started with the DVD, which typically sells for less than $20 at any number of stores.
If I look at what really is the competition for Blockbuster today, it starts off with low-price retail, which is available in abundance in many, many places, and you clearly have online competition. You have premium cable channels, and you have emerging now video on demand, all of which adds up to make the home entertainment marketplace a very different landscape to the marketplace that you'd have seen 5 years ago.
5 years ago, renting movies was still a bigger business than selling them. But thanks to the low-cost DVD, sales overtook rentals in 2001. Last year, Americans spent more than $16 billion buying movies, almost double what they spent renting them. Tom Adams of Adams Media Research says while Blockbuster-style chains dominate the shrinking rental business, they're only bit players in the fast-growing sales arena.
Video stores have, 90-plus percent of the rental business, but just 13% of the sell-through business. And to us, that's really the growth area ahead for these chains, either singly or merged.
A merger of some kind appears likely in the video store business, but it's not yet clear who the new partners will be. Hollywood Video, the second largest chain after Blockbuster, agreed in January to be bought by Number 3 Movie Gallery. But Blockbuster has countered with its own higher bid for Hollywood. Blockbuster's Shepard argues that combining the stores would help shore up the rental segment in the fast-changing home movie market.
There are many movies which we know customers would like to own, but there are a lot of movies that the customer has no interest in owning, and renting it for a night or two is exactly how they want to take that product.
Hollywood's board has so far resisted the Blockbuster offer. Because the two chains overlap in much of their territory, Hollywood fears that regulators would block the deal, unlike the sale to Movie Gallery, which has already won regulators' blessing. Meanwhile, Blockbuster is trying to bring more customers into its own stores with its end-of-late fees promotion, which it launched at the first of the year. By dropping late fees, the chain is giving up at least $250 million this year. The company hopes to make up for that by renting and selling more movies. Shepard says so far, the plan seems to be working.
We got more customers coming more often and spending more money with us. And that money comes from both rental and retail. And we have clearly seen, since the 1st of January, an increase in our retail revenues. We're seeing it already doing what we said it would do, and that's a great thing.
Not so great for Blockbuster is a lawsuit filed last month by New Jersey's Attorney General, who complains the chain is still charging hidden late fees. Renters who don't bring a movie back within a week of the due date are charged the whole purchase price, though most of that's refunded if they return the movie later. In the long run, rental stores also face competition from movies delivered on demand by cable television or over the Internet. Despite those threats, Blockbuster Shepard says his chain is determined to be customers' complete source for home entertainment. Or, as Plankton tells SpongeBob,
I'm busy planning to rule the world!
Well, good luck with that.
Scott Horsley, NPR News.